Hello, everyone. This is Michael Coker, back with Black College Nines and our podcast series. Our podcast series normally covers the things that our head coaches for the HBCU baseball programs, the things they do, not just the things they do, but the many things they do. Today, this podcast, we're with Grambling State head baseball coach, James Cooper. In a thrilling come-from-behind win, they won the game 8-7. There's a lot of drama in the game. The first game, they lost 3-0, and they had the game with bases loaded, one out, and they were not able to plate runs. But Saturday was a different story. They played like a team, and it shows. It shows why they're ranked in HBCU baseball. It shows why the national media is starting to look at Grambling. But here, the focus isn't on Grambling. It's on Grambling's head coach, James Cooper. James Cooper, how are you?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
It's a going. Coming into the season, there was a lot of certainties known. You had a hitting squad. We knew you guys could hit for a ton. What was not known is, how would the pitching hold up? What do you think about the pitching?
Well, when you lose guys like Tanner Rayburn and another guy like Isaac Gobert, those guys were seniors for us this past season. Those guys were the guy that went on Friday and the guy that went on Saturday, and they both gave us a chance to win every time they went out there. But hats off to the guys that are stepping in their role and trying to fill that void that they left behind. You know, Tanner and Ike did a good job of leading the pitching staff that we have now, and we think we're going to get that out of guys like Raul and also guys like Anthony Hernandez. If we can get those guys to kind of do exactly what Tanner and what Ike did, it'll give us a chance to win. And we just ask our starters to go out there and pitch six innings and give us 3 runs or less. You know, give us a chance to win the game in those championship innings. You know what, it didn't work out in our favor on yesterday. We left some runners stranded on base. But today we was able to get those same runners on base. And we got some good quality swings and made some good quality contact. And then we was able to put some pressure on FIU and cause them to make some mistakes. And it worked out in our favor tonight.
One thing that I noticed was when you got runners on base, what you didn't do yesterday, you did today. You went small ball. And that produced that big fourth. You got 4 runs in the eighth inning. That was a big, big inning for you guys.
It was. Like yesterday, we were struggling to score runs. So, you know, when you got the type of, when you're facing the type of arms that they have, you know, those guys that can run it up there, you know, high 80s to low 90s, you know it's going to be a low scoring game. So you have to try to apply pressure. We got some counts that worked out in our favor when we got some base runners on. And we was able to apply pressure. And it worked out in our favor tonight. We got some good pitches elevated over the plate. You know, Alexander Felder got a triple down the line that was huge for us. Marshawn Taylor got a hit. Dequan Matthews got a hit. Chris Campbell got a hit, all in that big inning. And then when you get those guys on base, and you know everybody know that they have speed, that pressure allowed them to force to make errors. But you know, you can't set things in motion if you don't get guys on base. You know, we had them yesterday. I think guys were a little timid, so we came out aggressive tonight.
Well, I can say this much. You all played a Conference USA team. They are considered one of the top Mid-America teams in the nation. Coming in, how did you see this series?
Well, I knew they was going to pitch well because everywhere that Coach Melendez goes, they have a really good pitching staff. Second thing is, I knew they was going to play defense well because everywhere he goes, they play solid defense. So I knew we had to match what they did defensively and also pitching-wise to give us a chance to win. You know, both games have been close. So the first game was a low-scoring game. But, you know, it's not about how many hits you get. The most important thing is about when you get those hits. And that's the difference in the game and tonight in comparison to yesterday.
Well, not to change subjects a bit, but Coach, Grambling's had a storied history, especially in baseball. How did you come into the head coach position?
Well, after I finished playing in the minor leagues with the Astros, I decided to get in grad school at Grambling back in 2007. And once I got in grad school, I was the graduate assistant for a first-time head coach, Barrett Ray. I was his graduate assistant for 3 years. After he opted to leave Grambling and take the job at Alcorn, I applied for the job at Grambling, and I got that job summer of 2009. And I've been the head coach since 2009.
Since 2009, Grambling puts up some pretty good numbers. You won a conference, I think it was 2009, correct me if I'm wrong.
2010.
Okay, you won a conference. You won the SWAC, one of the tough HBCU conferences in the nation. What's the difference between winning then and winning now? Because you got the national media saying that you guys should take the SWAC. Mind you, don't get me wrong on this, but you still have Jackson State and Alabama State looming.
Mm-hmm. And Texas Southern. And Pine Bluff. It's tough.
Well, Texas Southern is a different story. They don't play. They don't have any home games. And for some odd reason, they're turning wins. But the focus is on Grambling. We have you all as number eight in our preseason poll. All that could change come March 8th.
Mm-hmm. Well, a famous quote that Coach Eddie Robinson used to use back in the day, the credit goes to the guy in the arena, the players on the field, because they're the ones out there making the plays. They're the ones out there getting the hits. They're the ones out there making the pitches. You know, we do everything we can to get them in position to, you know, make those plays. You know, a lot of times, man, when things work out in our favor, sometimes the coaches get too much of the credit. And, of course, on the flip side of that, sometimes when we lose, they get too much of the blame. But, you know, I don't mind taking the blame, but I want my kids to get the credit because they are the ones that go out there and make those plays and make those pitches and do everything they can to win those ball games for us. And that's what's been happening over the last few years. You know, 2 years ago, we finished in second place in the Western Division. For this past season, we finished in first place. But, you know, it goes to the student athlete. You know, we put a lot on their table. You know, we ask them to go to class. We ask them to go to the weight room. You know, we ask them to go to, you know, study hall. We ask them to go to team meetings. We ask them to come out here and win games. We ask them to take long bus trips at times or get on a plane and get on another bus to go to, you know, our place to go play a tough opponent. We ask them to go to places and play in front of 7,000 and 8,000 fans, depending on the venue that we're playing in. So, you know, the credit goes to those guys because they are the guys that's out there making the plays and getting the job done for us. And if it weren't for them, hey, I wouldn't be here. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be receiving the exposure from the national media like you just mentioned. So, you know, the credit goes to the kids that's in the arena making the plays for us.
Well, with that being said, Black College Nines and our continuing coverage on HBCU baseball will continue to put out the product that's being put on the field. And that includes what Grambling did today. Grambling came out and won a tough 8-7 win. They were down by 4-0. Came back, made it 4-2, tied it up, had that big inning, and Grambling goes home. The question, Coach, is, after a win like that, what are you going to do tonight? South Beach?
No, South Beach. We got a 12 o'clock game tomorrow. We have to do everything we can to try to win the series. You know, in a three-game set, that swing game is always game two. You know, if you win game one, then you can win the series on game two. If you lose game one, then you have to win game two to give yourself a chance to win the series on game three. They had a night game tonight. We got a 12 noon game tomorrow, so it'll be an early batting practice. We're going to change some things up so the guys are not on their feet throughout the duration of the early morning through pregame, so we can have a little energy, a little juice left for those late in the game. They're going to come out and fight tomorrow, FIU. It's going to be a tough game. You know, to change time zones and come over here and win a series, a lot of things are going to have to happen right tomorrow for us to win this game.
Well, Coach, it was a good win. As you said earlier, it's going to be a dogfight.
Okay.
And from Black College Nines, this is our podcast series. Like I said, we normally reserve our rights for our coaches, and there's no exception. James Cooper, the head coach of Grambling, he's got a good team. God bless you, Coach.
Thanks a lot. God bless you as well. Appreciate it.